Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a guy hit the deep right field. That ball is going, blowing it in, gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans, and welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. We're halfway through the season, and the Yanks are right where we all expected them to be. Wait, this can't be right. The Yankees are in first place? Yeah, baby, that's right. We're back. So stick around as we catch you up on the Bronx Bombers and bask in some unexpected glory. Because she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is the Bullpen Betty Show.
Hi everybody, it's Bullpen Betty, and Gigo and I are back after over 2 months. Our last podcast was May 4th, but we are back, and I won't blame Gigo for the time lapse, but I will be mad at him because he's making me ride the Wonder Wheel at Coney Island right now, and I'm not a big fan of rides. How high up does this thing go anyway?
I don't know, it must be like 150 feet.
I think it's 150,000 feet. I'm going to fall to my death, and that'll be that. Anyway, we're psyched to be back, mainly because the state of Yankees baseball is nowhere that we ever, or anybody expected. Right now, the Yankees record is 44-38. We're in first place, a game ahead of Baltimore. Right.
So we're technically the first game in the second half of the season. We're pretty much at the halfway mark.
Right. Yes. It's not the All-Star game's right. Not the halfway mark. It's today was the halfway mark.
All-Star game is not for another week. So yeah. So but technically we're at the halfway mark and we're above 500.
Yep.
Right. We're in first place. I'll take it.
What's the most surprising thing or things to you
about the Yankee season?
Yeah. Let's start with the Yankees.
I would have to say probably A-Rod. Although I thought he'd have a good year.
You wanted him to have a good year, but you weren't sure if he was going to.
No, but I thought he would have. I thought he had having a year off and resting himself. I thought he was going to have a good year. I did not think he'd have this good year. You know, he's 285, 284, 16 home runs, like 47 RBI, something like that, 48. That's like that. Even the people who thought he was going to do good thought that those were the numbers he'd have at the end of the year.
Right, not at the halfway point.
Right, at the halfway mark.
So check out what I heard.
Because if he'd end up the year like that, I'd say, that's pretty decent. 40-year-olds hit 15 home runs and, 50-some RBIs. That would have been a decent season for him, I would have thought. But he's having a really good year.
So they were talking today during the game. They did a little stat crunch that A-Rod's, batting and on-base stats, for someone of his age, which is 39, he'll be 40 on July 27th, puts him in a class of five baseball players since like 1900 who have had those numbers. And I don't include remember everybody they included, but that list did include
Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Stan Musial,
Barry Bonds, and like
Willie
Hank Mays. Aaron,
Hank Aaron
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays, one or the other,
right, and A-Rod. So he's like one of the greatest old baseball players who ever played the game ever in at batting, at least, we're talking about.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why people get so mad at him, because he's so good that why did he have to do, dumb stuff?
Yeah.
He's been a major surprise. I think the fact that Mark Teixeira has bounced back like he has been a surprise.
It was the wrist.
I mean, the average isn't great, but the home runs and the RBIs, and who knew he had it in him? He's already 20 home runs?
20 home runs. And
again, I would have been happy with that for the entire season.
And 59 RBIs.
Which I think at this point may be leading major leagues, if not the American League.
They were showing,
it's up there.
It's up there.
Top three, whatever. So I think that's a bit of a surprise that he's bounced back like he did.
All right, so A-Rod and Tex.
Gardner, I always liked Gardner. I thought he'd be good.
He's my favorite redneck.
On the pitching side, they've been all right, they've been pretty good. Aside from CeCe.
Right, I know. Poor bastard. So what are the biggest surprises to you just overall in baseball?
Oh, the Houston Astros, I guess.
Right, the worst team in baseball is now a contender.
The worst team for like the last 8 years.
Right.
You know, and now is, and it's no fluke. I mean, it's kind of like with A-Rod. He's just, when he first, he started out really hot. People are like, by the second month, he's old, he'll wear down. You know, the Astros, the same thing. They'll come down, and they really haven't. They got a bunch
right.
of young players, but they have a bunch of young, very good players. Because they were so bad for so long, they always had like the top pick or the second pick. They got.
They've been building up their
young
players.
Right,
they
got to pick the best young players because
they're always 48 wins and 36 losses right now.
Right, they were always so horrible that they got to pick the cream of the crop of the young players coming into the league. And it's all paying off right now. They, you know, obviously, it's paying off so well, right, that the Cardinals tried hacking to find out what their secret was.
Right. Well, and as we discussed a little bit, the Cardinals' record is, like, ridiculous in all of baseball, but perhaps
you know,
it's because
they're
they
always
got
good. Is this why they're always good?
Right.
So it's funny, you know.
We can't talk bad about Mike Matheny. He's a U of M grad that lived in my dorm. Remember that?
That's
I didn't really know him, but you're talking about how people said that Houston was great. Okay, fine, April or May, but they're going to crash and burn. However, a team that has looked like they've crashed and burned from the beginning to now are the New York Mets.
Ooh, I tell you, man. I think the last show we did, that's when everybody was bragging about how the Mets were in first place. They were the greatest team ever. This is New York City. The newspaper saying, is New York now a Mets town?
Well, the record is 41-41 right now.
I think they actually won today to stop like a 85-game losing streak. I think it was like a 7-game or 7-game, 11-game.
Well,
like
same
that.
With the – so today's game, the Yankees game against the Rays was terrible, but that was – they had lost 7 in a row until today's game.
Right, and the Yankees have had that problem this season, too.
Yeah, they have,
where
too.
Where they'll win 5 in a row and then lose 4 in a row. Then,
yeah.
You know, and like beat the really good teams and lose to the bad teams.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, we didn't have too much of a problem against Houston, for example, but, you know, like, forget, like, the A's come to town as they are, and it's, like, you know, lights out.
I mean, we got to admit that we're lucky that we're in the American League East, and
yes.
Nobody's doing really good.
No, it's a horse race.
I mean, everybody's talked, you know, Baltimore, I guess, is the pick everyone has.
Yeah, but they've been winning the past
but
week or so.
They're still, like, what, 4 games out?
Yeah,
you know?
No, they're not that far back, exactly.
They could still
make a run at it, for
even
sure.
Even the last
nobody's
place
out.
Team, what is Boston?
Yeah,
even they're not that far. I mean, they can, you know.
Yep.
So everything's close. We're, you know, everyone's bad or mediocre. So for now, I'll take it halfway through, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's way better than we thought.
Right, and this is without Ellsbury for like the last one.
Well, so Ellsbury, he might come back this week, but they're not saying.
I mean, how long? I wasn't even sure what he had. Whatever.
He only played like 37 games when he went out.
Okay.
And his average was .324 when he went out.
But he's been out like a month, you know.
Or more.
And we're still in first place, so that's...
Yeah, that's
a positive for us.
I would like to have him back because I really liked the Gardner-Ellsbury on the bases when they were together because they made pitchers very nervous when they were both on the base.
Right, yes.
But now that, like, McCann is cranking like we always hoped he would...
He's comfortable. You can tell his swing was built for Yankee Stadium. But he has 13 home runs, 10 of them at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, right.
You
and
know?
He's got 52 RBIs.
Right. You know, he's getting better, which is making them pitch better to Tex, who's in front of him. So
right.
Tex has a little protection now. And
right.
Tex is giving A-Rod protection. So, I mean, our lineup is kind of nice. It's kind of
right. If we can get
out.
Ellsbury back.
Yeah, until we get to the bottom and we have, you know,
Steven Drew.
Oh, man.
What is he bat? I think he's batting 90.
Right. He's like 170-something. I mean, they have to do something. We can't have a second baseman.
There's a Twitter handle like that was created. I think it's called Steven Drew Sucks, and then in parentheses they put his horrible batting average, whatever it is, of the day.
I mean, they try, you know, they want to bring in, say, Perella to replace him. He could hit better.
But he can't
feel.
Right,
he can't feel. You know, I guess
he did great
waiting.
Last night when he took the extra base and you know, they did the walk-off last night coming into home.
I mean, they may be waiting on Ref Snyder to finally get his act together.
Right.
Minors,
I would like to see him.
Maybe at the trading, you know, the trading deadline's coming up.
Right.
That might be a somewhere where they look to shore up. Right. So trading deadline's end of July, right? Pretty much. So,
Right. So who are they talking about?
I haven't heard about them talking about anybody. But I'm just hoping that they're talking about somebody.
Right, but who's going to want to take Steven Drew?
Who cares? You release him.
You could add somebody new.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Just do something. I mean, we have some, we have some guys in the minor league. We have people who are desirable. Maybe not on a team, but in the minor league, we do.
Right.
Some people coming up who's supposed to be pretty good.
So, that leads me to a question I wanted to ask you. Who do you think is better, Eovaldi or Pineda?
Pineda, I think. Has more upside.
Right.
Eovaldi's good, but he's not consistent.
They have about the same number of wins, but Pineda's got a lower ERA. Although,
right.
The older I get, the more I think that ERA doesn't mean as much as I used to.
Right. I like Eovaldi. I think he's going to be good, but I think Pineda has the potential to be the number one guy.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if Eovaldi's got the makeup for it. He has his stuff, apparently. Because, when he's on, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
But it's not consistent. I don't know if he's got that, killer instinct or whatever, what you want to call
right.
it.
Right.
But I like him. I like, like I said, aside from CeCe, who has just been...
Well, and Tanaka's been weird, too.
Yeah, but he's coming back from, he took time off. I'll give him a little slack. I mean, CeCe's right. just... He's been, 2-3 years now running? And they refused to do anything with him, right?
Well, they made him skip a start for this series.
Please, they should have done it a while ago.
Yeah.
But Cashman is going to leave him. And CeCe, Girardi's going to leave him. It's like, just because he's getting paid a lot. They almost have to leave him.
Yeah.
And he would
and he's a good guy.
Well, it's also he would suck coming out of the pen. I don't think.
Yeah.
Could he get ready that quick? And
right.
Pitch, 4 days a week? I don't think so. So you're kind of stuck with him. Either that or you don't play him at all.
Could they trade him?
To do, yeah. In order for him to trade him, you've got to play him so teams can think he can see him actually pitch well,
Yeah.
Kind of like the catch 23.
Did you hear the Tigers released Jobe Chamberlain?
Oh, did they? I know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bum.
Or put him to assignment.
Or designated for assignment.
Designated,
yeah.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Which is pretty much.
Yeah. So then we've got these Miller, Betances, and Shreve, who are pretty deadly.
And this other kid who pitched, Brian Mitchell.
Oh yeah.
He seems like he's got a little talent too.
Yeah, no, there's some really good pitching, man.
The question is, what happens when Miller comes back?
Yeah.
Do they put him? Does he go back to closing and Betances is the setup? Or do they leave Betances as the closer and make Miller the setup? Which is what he did last year. Baltimore, right?
Right.
Before he came here, he was a setup guy. So.
Betances was doing great, and then yesterday he sort of let it, off of him.
He gave up his first home run.
But then he got his shit back together and right. closed the inning without it being more
right.
damage.
So.
Yeah, that stuff happens, but.
So I'm curious to see what they do with him. Because I think everybody kind of saw Betances as the closer of the future, right?
Right.
At some point, he was going to be the guy. So, I'm wondering if they're willing to do that now. To say, all right, this is yours. And it's your job to lose. I don't know. We'll see.
Have you noticed how much hair Betances has?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of hair on his head. He should donate it to, balding guys.
Not quite as much as Chris Archer would do for...
Right, yeah. That's like a whole different sort of hairstyle, though. He's like hip. Betances is just like, I don't know. I bet it's almost like, when guys shave and then they've got a 5 o'clock shadow in an hour. I think Betances, right. if he shaved his head, it would be grown back all the way in a day.
Speaking, since we do have the All-Star game coming up, who do you think from this team deserves to be on there?
Well, my favorite redneck, Brett Gardner, he's just such a great Yankee. And he won what AL Player of the Month in May or June or both or something.
He's been our most consistent player.
Yeah. He's just not a player that, really gets people going, though. You know what I mean? He's not a movie star, right?
Right. He doesn't have the personality.
Right. Tex is unbelievable. If we didn't have Tex, we would not be in the position we're in.
Right.
There's no way. With his glove on first base, he's gotten so many crappy throws from Chase Headley, I can't even count. And then A-Rod, come on. Do you want people to watch the game? you know, like put A-Rod in.
And I mean, when you put his numbers against the other DHs on the ballot, he's actually not bad, you know.
Yeah.
He either have to be picked by the players, or you, or like some team, some get picked by the players, and some get picked by the coaches. So I wonder if either one of those groups would vote for him.
Oh. No, nobody's going to vote for him.
Because he's definitely got the numbers.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I think Tex maybe deserves to go. But there are a lot of really good first basemen in the league right now, you know.
Have they hit 20 home runs?
Betances.
Yeah.
Miller, you know.
Yeah, when's Miller supposed to come back? Like on Tuesday, maybe?
Very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, very soon.
His ERA is 1.03, by the way, Miller. And Betances is 1.5, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're really good. We have a really good pen. But Girardi's always been very good with his pens.
But so here's the question, though. Do we really want to, like, risk injuring our best players in this stupid All-Star game? You know, I know you get home field advantage if you win, which is
hate.
Silly.
Right,
it should be the best, the team with the best record.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Right.
But they need to make it mean something, right?
Right.
Well, I would like to talk about the three great games that I've been to this year. Would you like to hear about them?
Sure.
Well, the first game, the first great game, I've been to a few games, the first great game was great even before the game because it was Thurman Munson bobblehead night. And I went with Drew Stone, who looks like Thurman Munson right now. So we took a picture, you know, put it out there on social media, and that was funny because people were like, yo, that dude looks like Thurman Munson. But then, that was the game...
Does he still have the mustache?
He still has the mustache. You should see his hair, too. It's outrageous. He looks like, what do we say, Gene Siskel? Or Gene... You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, Gene Shalit.
Shalit, yes. So, that was the game that A-Rod hit his 2,999th hit. And then he was about to hit his 3,000th, and the pitcher from the opposing team chose to throw four horrible pitches in a row to walk him. I have never been in that new stadium when the crowd was going more mental, booing and screaming, you suck, and it was great. So
he's won over Yankee fans. A-Rod is definitely won over Yankee fans.
People just cheer every time he walks up.
Because he's done it with his bat and his attitude. And
his attitude is like...
His mouth is closed.
And yep. He must have started to listen to his handlers or got new handlers or something. Because he's a different public man. He still might be a jerk in private. But publicly, he's doing everything right in PR-wise in my book. So then the next night, or the next day, we're thinking... Is he going to play or not? So find out that he's playing. So I ran. And when I said I ran to the stadium, my mother said, did you really run to the stadium? She thought I like jog, like Forrest Gump to the stadium. And got on the train. I didn't buy a ticket till 6:25. With the game's at 7:05. Got there, walked in the stadium, went to the seat, sat down. And within 2 seconds, A-Rod hit his 3,000th hit. I mean, if I had been like... A minute later, I would have missed it. And I got a photo of the ball flying off the bat. It was great.
Excellent.
And then, I went to the game on July 4th.
The kid finally gave the ball back this week, right?
Yes. Well, what's the whole charity aspect of it?
Well, they combine it. Like, the Yankees really went after them. They wanted to get the ball back. They, you know, Hal Steinbrenner told Randy Levine, get that ball back. Negotiate with this kid. See what you can do to get the ball back. So they got the ball back. And they combined it also with this whole thing with the $6 million they owe him for passing the home run record.
Right.
So what they did was they decided that they're going to give us to charity instead. One of the charities being,
The Bullpen Betty Foundation?
I wish, right? I forgot the name, but the one that the kid who caught the ball, an organization he works with.
Oh.
So they got $150,000 for them.
Right.
He got, of course, signed memorabilia and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And there was a couple other charities which got a bunch of money, all as part of that same deal. And A-Rod got his ball back, you know?
But what, the $6 million they're donating?
It's not, no, it comes out, it turns out it's only going to be like, they saved like two point something million.
All right. So he's not getting his $6 million, though.
No, but he doesn't really, you know, not like he needs it, right?
Right, right.
It was just the principal. It was a contract that they, you know, they all
right.
signed. So, but yeah, so this way, so everybody wins, you know, in their own way. You know, A-Rod gets his ball back. You know, the kid gets all the memorabilia. He gets stuff for his charity. The Yankees don't have to pay the $6 million. You know?
So everyone wins. Is that,
right.
is that the lesson?
That's pretty much, exactly. Kind of like Little League game where everyone gets a trophy at the end of the year.
But I want someone to suffer. And then I went to the game on the 4th of July. That was like the most boring game in the world. Until the bottom of the 9th when they freaked Tampa out with the whole bunt thing. And that's Perella booked around and scored. So that was great. And that was the day after the night where McCann hit that amazing
3-1 shot.
Oh, my God. That was great. I'm so happy that he's finally, like, gotten himself centered, I guess.
Right. I mean, there's some good signs for this team. Not that, I mean, they obviously have issues, you know the rotation, CC. Consistency with their starters. And second base, I think it's got to be their biggest hole. And Beltran,
yeah.
Man, you know.
Oh, right. Well, Beltran, well, at least he's on the disabled list. And
thank
did you
God.
Notice as soon as he's gone, like, they start winning and, like, cranking it? He's a nightmare.
I guess that's part of the issue with A-Rod coming back. Because Beltran was going to be the DH. And they weren't going to put him in the field. And in the field, he's not very good in the field anymore.
No, he's so slow.
Right, he's slow. He doesn't try. He does not give the effort.
Right.
You know, in the field anymore. And as a DH, maybe he'd be doing better. But now that A-Rod's a DH, you're not going to take him out because he's actually hitting.
Right.
He's another guy we're stuck with. No one's going to take him. You know, what are you doing? So we have issues. You know, we have some. But
yeah.
But luckily, we're in the American League least. And win the division and you go to
That's
the playoffs,
funny.
Right?
Well, and the other thing that... I know that he's got it in him because he's just like... He needs to be contained. I don't know if you know who I'm about to talk about. But he's either so bad or like so amazing... And it's Didi Gregorius.
He's all right. He's up hitting around 246, up, you know, coming out 250. He's getting a little better. He's not great. I never expected him to be great.
I kind of like his moxie, but God, he's just like
he's
so
been
not
getting
consistent.
Better. He's been improving as the season gone along.
Right. I mean,
he makes his errors, but he's better than he was at the beginning.
Yes.
Drew has not improved at all.
No.
You know? And even when Brandon Ryan was.
Right.
But the two at bats he actually got in because he wasn't hurt. He sucks too anyway. So we got to do something. I think second base is going to be a major issue.
Yeah. Well, I look at like Stephen Drew and Brendan Ryan and John Ryan Murphy and they're all the same guy. They all look alike. They all have no personality. They're all like got the same name. I don't know.
Garrett Jones.
Right. You know Garrett Jones. He does some great stuff sometimes, but he's another one who's just like mwah. Like there's just nothing to it. You know.
But like I said, if you told me at the beginning of the season they'd be first place at this point, I'd take it, you know?
Right.
You know, they're a flawed team, you know, heavily flawed team, but so is everybody else right now. And we have enough, I think, assuming they do something at trade deadline, I think we can take the division, why not? You know, I'm optimistic for this team, at least, you know, not what they do in the playoffs, but maybe possibly reaching the playoffs because of who we're playing.
Right.
I don't think Baltimore looks all that great. I don't, you know, Toronto or even Tampa Bay.
Well, everybody's streaky, it seems, right?
Right.
They're really hot and then they're not. And then they're really hot and then they're not.
Right. Nobody looks to me like they're going to run away with it.
Well, speaking of the problem at second base, have you at all been keeping tabs on Robinson Cano?
Not at all. I don't care.
Most right. Well,
who cares?
Well, so.
Well, somebody hasn't been doing great.
No. Right. So this used to. He used to be, remember, the. The home run derby captain, right?
Right?
You know how many home runs he's hit this year?
He's got less than Stephen Drew.
Five. Yes,
right.
Much less than Stephen Drew. 27 RBIs. So, do we think this is a man...
27 RBIs. That's even more incredible, that he only has 27 RBIs.
Yeah. So, is this a man that isn't just generally was going to go trend down, or is this a man that wishes he was still on the Yankees?
I don't know what the problem is.
He was the home run derby captain for 2 years now. He's hit 5 home runs.
What's his average?
251.
251, right. This is a 320, 330 guy.
Well, and the joke, so on-base percentage-wise, I just like, look, you know, A-Rod's on-base percentage is 390. Is in Cano's is 289, right? And what is Cano, like 33 years old? And he's supposed to be one of the best players in baseball?
Is he even 33? I don't even think he is 33.
Somewhere in the low 30s.
Low 30s, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I have finally maybe gotten over him because he's not that good. But I just wonder. I wonder if he would be more motivated if he had not, you know, taken the evil carrot from you-know-who, whose name will never be mentioned on this show again. Anyway, interesting. So, I guess that's all I had to say about the state of affairs.
Yeah, I'm generally happy, right? I'm not thrilled with the team, but I'm okay with it. They're watchable, you know. They're more than watchable. They're winning, you know. They're a winning team right now. I'll take that after what we've seen, right?
Yeah. I know, it's unbelievable. And you know that this All-Star break will mark our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, right. Sorry, All-Star. Willows Point subway station.
Oh, yes, you're correct. When Curtis Granderson was still on the Yankees.
Oh, please.
Those
He's not doing good either, right?
Days. What?
He's not doing good either.
You know, he's
talk about
been,
Cano, right? Granderson?
Yeah, let's see. Granderson is the same average as Cano right now.
Yeah.
But Granderson has hit 13 home runs.
Even that. All right.
But 28 RBIs. He's Robinson Cano. With more home runs.
No, what's sad is that Robinson Cano has become Curtis Granderson.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, we'll be back at some point, I'm sure. But in the meantime, where do they get in touch with you? Where do they find you?
Well, they can get in touch with us by going to bullpenbetty.com, where they can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and listen to our podcasts. I also have an Instagram page under Bullpen Betty. But the most exciting thing of all of this, Gigo, is that it's your big night to pick the walk-off song of the week.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to think of that. Excuse me. I think I got to go with A-Rod, right? I'm pretty sure this is probably a song we've played before, but you got to go back in the New York groove, right?
Yes, A-Rod. We have played it before. It's funny because I thought of it the other day too, and I was like, it's so perfect.
I mean, yeah, for A-Rod and for Tex. You know,
and McCann.
Yankees. McCann, the Yankees in general, right? Everybody was talking that this is going to be a Mets town at the beginning of the season. You know what? We're back in the New York group, baby. Go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Sitting by my side, saying